And I think that just that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
Welcome. You are listening to Jim and Them, episode 892, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and you heard that number correctly, 892 episodes. We are indeed on the road to 900. Very, very, very few people can say that. But technically we could say we're double that if we weren't cheating. But we don't even bother cheating, and we're still, like, triple, quadruple what anyone else has. I am here with two fantastic men. I'm going to introduce them to you right now, starting with Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Oh, my God. What it do? What it do? It's Christmas. You know what that means. Bitch, it's Feldman. Fuck. Bitch, it's Feldmas. That's what it is. It's a crazy time. We're living in crazy times. Do you see what they're doing in Mexico, Mike?
I didn't.
Oh, my God. The Mexicans, they stormed the capital, the Mexican castle. They stormed it.
Uh-huh.
And they wrote Judeo Puta on the wall on there. The president, she's a Jewish lady, just so happens on there. Judeo Puta, based in Rojopild?
I don't know. I was the wrong person to ask.
Is that based in Rojopild?
Because Rojo means red.
Yeah.
Red pill, okay. Based. It's pretty good.
But what is Rojo? I mean, what is Puta?
Based and red pilled? You've heard based
what
and red pilled.
The Puta.
Bitch.
Puta, right? Judea. You could just guess what it means.
Jewish bitch.
This entire joke is, I was the wrong one.
Well, what about this one? This guy, this Mexican I knew, said he was a neo-Nazi. Uh-huh. And I said, like a Matrix-style Nazi?
That's pretty good.
He's like, whoa. I don't know. Anyways, back to you.
Thank you so much, the man to the right of me. His name is Mr. Jim Scam.
Yeah. What, like that home robot Nazi? Home robot's named Neo.
Neo Nazi.
Ah.
Yeah. Just a Nazi that keeps, like, he tries to throw up the salute, like, falls over.
Wait, he's a Nazi from futuristic Tokyo?
Yes. Now you're getting it, Mike.
Now I understand.
Oh, yes. Todd's turn is still in effect. Man, love to see people donating right before the show and during the show. Shout-outs to Mark, Sinead, Joshua, Melissa, every episode helps me get through life. Now let's get those tots some of the joy you guys bring us constantly. Much love from Lemonade, Lemonady Princey.
Thank you. I've seen them in the Piscord a lot. Yeah.
Helena Glory Blower, thanks for all you do. Thank you. Who else we got? What's up with the youth? Feldmas Gifts from Dan and Debbie in Portland. Shout outs Portland.
Oh, they're cool.
Ricardo. Take your knife. Thank you, man. Nick Saito, love to see it. This is for Corey Wanza, he says.
I like that. I like that. I'm here for it.
Daniel, Jim and Them's for the kids. Clay Wald.
Ooh, old school. Avalanche himself.
Oh, geez. Christmas bonus came early, so I'm doubling my donation.
Holy shit.
Turn them tots. Love from Clay, a.k.a. Avalanche, a.k.a. Brutal Sushi, a.k.a. Goofy Old Wizard. You know, I never realized that you were Goofy Old Wizard.
No idea about that either. Holy shit.
I mean, should I say his amount?
Clay's been around for a very long time, a very, very long time. Jim, say his amount.
$300.
Holy shit.
And I mean, and earlier, I will say Rob had 222.
Holy shit.
Just to call out a few. But man, that's amazing, dude. Thank you, man. Really appreciate it. Castaneda again.
Oh, Australia's own son.
Matty O. Shout outs, Matty O. Jet, I'll take your knife again.
Oh, that was a person's name. I thought that was someone's comment was you like said a name and then take your knife. I thought they said that and I didn't understand.
And then we got the Cootie Lint Licker herself. thank you, the Cooter Linty Licker. Thank you. Stop playing with your cooter and thank you for donating to the Todd's Turn toy drive.
You love to see it. You love to goddamn see it.
Taylor, Rachel, and Andrew Oppenlander. I mean, everyone's very generous. It really is amazing. Mike pointed out earlier, he got like a memory of of our 2016.
I believe it's 2016, yes.
Where we got like $2,800 or something like that. And that was like the whole thing. But I mean, that's still amazing. It's great. But like we did that in a week this year. So that's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
we're really killing it. It's going to be great. Thank you guys so much. It's really appreciated. I should also catch up on our super chats here.
You missed the previous $2 super chat. Maybe I'll give you a $5 chat next time, followed by the $5 this time.
Obama. Thank you, Rick Lanise.
I was invaded as a child. Jokes on those who invaded me after age 8. Someone got to me before you. How's that herpes working out for you, losers?
That's our boy. That's our boy. He finally ponied up the $5 to get one read.
You know what's funny is he's always like, you guys' jokes are bad.
No, but usually he's like, well, he couldn't.
And he's making a herpes joke?
Yeah, he's making a terrible joke.
The wackest joke.
And also he's, I like you guys. No, I like, no, you guys are good. I enjoyed the show. Seriously.
Hi.
What are we talking about?
Take that,
fuck
moron.
You losers.
Jim gave you Corey voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off, you lint licker.
Yeah, fuck you guys, losers. Here's my, like, $20 at this point because I've given you a bunch of $2 ones.
I love it.
And Rick Lanise, I'm sorry if I missed your $2 ones previously, but thank you for the support, my man.
You
lint
licker.
Let me see.
Fucking lint licker. Chat full of lint lickers.
Obama.
What will be Corey's cause of death? Just curious what you guys think.
We don't need to get into that. Joseph, thank you for the super chat. I'd say falling off the roof of a skyscraper.
Old age surrounded by his loved ones.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Monster trucks.
I just suck at everything I do.
Obama.
Is this clown the biggest liar in Hollywood? If not, then who? Seagal?
Seagal,
Seagal's a clown, but is he a liar? Is he
I
a
guess
known liar?
He is. We got to kind of delve into him a bit more.
I think he died.
Steven Seagal?
I think like today. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No.
He died today?
I think so. Could be wrong. Thought I was seeing RIP Steven Seagal.
Let me see.
Could just be making it up.
Makes his first movie in 6 years. That was yesterday. So no, I don't think so.
Oh, thank God. I got bad news.
That's
Order
fake.
The Dragon, though, sounds good.
That's fake news, Jeff. Before that, Ron, thank you for being a member for 5 months, my man.
Obama.
This is literally like listening to two rich morons describing how much they enjoy smelling their own farts.
I thought he was talking about us for a second. I remembered, like,
current drug of choice, Adderall.
That was Ron. Yeah, talking about Tori and Corey.
Oh, benzos.
And then, yeah, he has drug of choice. It's got to be, what is it, Molly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from what we hear, rumor has it anyways. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly.
My heavily educated guess is that his favorite is ecstasy.
Mm-hmm. Obama.
How much do I need to send to make this end?
Joseph, thank you. It's over. We made it through. $5. On the other side.
Challenge, who's a worse musician than Corey? Is there anyone?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of people.
I think, yeah, there's a lot of bad musicians. Corey's a very special type of bad.
Yes, that's what makes him unique, is he's clueless and bad, and also he has the ability to continue to make bad music, and a lot of bad musicians do it one time, and then obviously because they're bad, they never can again.
Corona 222 Haim, I hope AI tells Adrian to leave Corey. I mean, that could come. It could be AI that steps in. If you use AI at all, keep funneling that in, and maybe it'll somehow like break through where it comes on at her end because AI learns it from enough people.
Corey's going to get Grok blocked.
Oh, that's
Jeff,
not bad.
You can use that? That's for you,
not
Jeff.
Bad.
Okay, I'll use it.
Obama.
Do you guys think this odyssey will end with Feldman coming on the show? Oh man, would that blow my fucking mind?
I mean, the invite is always open.
Yes.
We've even said that if he comes on our show for 15 minutes and does an interview with us, like, he can't just sit there and be quiet the whole time, then we'll never talk about him again.
Yeah, it's
let him know.
It can't be an Adrian Sky interview. You have to show up and talk to us.
Yeah, of course not.
I just suck at everything I do.
And then Husker's Camaro giving out 5 gift memberships.
Oh,
you love to see it. That's great because you're really spreading the love. You're spreading the joy that is Jim and them, especially during this fine, fine Feldmas season.
Well, and think about it. All 5 of those people that just got a free membership don't need to pay for one. And now they could go to jimandthem.com, hit that Tots Turn Donate button, and just donate the money they would have spent on a membership towards the Tots. It's
That's
easy.
That's true. Yeah, you can just give it to the Tots.
So easy.
So yeah, wow, man. Like, you guys are fucking awesome. I mean, part one, we had like over 1100 through like the whole thing.
Wow.
So you love to see it. Really appreciate you guys. Really appreciate you guys showing up both for the show and showing up for our toy drive, which we love to do. You got us these cool jackets.
Yeah.
Which we'll be forever grateful for. It's the little things that
count. I'll never be called again. What happens if you said 1100?
For what? Oh, in the chat, you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What about it?
Double it up.
Ooh, double. There was a point where I looked down and it was 1111.
Yeah, double that. Kiss him
like,
if you got him.
Yeah, double that. Kiss him.
Kiss him if you got him.
Kiss him. Love him. Raise him to be 18.
Yeah. Raise him to then be mad that you can't control them when they're not 25. Yeah,
then be upset when they turn 18 and realize you suck. there is another schizo. Jeff. You gave us the gift of amazing schizo last week, and then you bounced like the angel that you are.
Oh, did you watch that guy?
Dude, we did. We had a lot of fun with him.
I think we'll have to
check in on him again tonight.
Is he Marriott?
Not yet.
But before that, there was another schizo that I saw. He doesn't have his own account or anything like that.
Oh, so this isn't a meemaw.
This is a schizo in the wild.
This is a schizo peepaw.
Yeah, it's a schizo peepaw in the wild. Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Hey, it's me, the schizo, out of Wayne Bailey.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
Does that make sense?
That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah. That was very good.
I'm just chilling here, humping the Grantsburg sign and chilling on my 2.5 acres.
That guy is incredible.
Hold on, wait a minute. I got to talk to a paparazzi real quick. Hold on. No pictures, please. No pictures. Hold on. Yeah, they're standing at my gate right now.
Wow, man. We're big fans of you, dude. Don't stop posting on your IG.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time.
No problem, you guys. Hey, I had a question, though. How do blind people know when they're done wiping their ass? Does that make sense?
I think they just, when it stops getting squishy.
Mm.
Here's the part
where okay, great. Thanks. Oh, by the way, I'm gay.
Yay, saved it!
Does that make sense?
He knew. That's what you do. Everybody remember, if you...
You can't interrupt the crowd.
If you need an eject button, my dad's gay or I'm gay, then hang up.
Yeah, there you go. But also, I mean, in retrospect, we could have let him dangle and die. But we enjoyed it too much. Yeah. We could not allow, like...
He didn't give us something worth dangling and dying.
But, so this was a schizo in the wild. This lady was at a gas station or a 7-Eleven or something like that, and this Asian guy just starts going schizo.
Oh, I have seen this. Yeah,
just go to my house and fuck.
Are you okay? I take you to
No, I'm not okay.
I don't know him.
I'm not okay. I'm the baddest motherfucker in the whole movie. Let's fuck. Come on, let's go.
Okay, this is a little uncomfortable.
This is day game.
This could be like
I
new.
Think this is a character.
This is, well, I mean, it's I a character know. That can get you arrested, I feel. Yeah. Though. But then again, there are a lot of, you're right, there's a lot of characters. Prank.
Yeah, bro. Isn't that one fucker in like South Korea in jail or something because he was doing pranks?
There's a couple guys.
There was
in
a
Asia
guy. Yeah, I was
going to
say
right
there's
now.
A few of those
yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
right?
I think this feels like it's too, I don't know, it's bland and straightforward. Not
I don't
the video,
know.
But the things he's saying.
Asian autism.
I think this guy is. Just very unwell because he has the at least what maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it feels like he has the stare of like in his mind, he thinks he's just being confident where everyone's like, hey, just be confident. If you want, what's the worst the girl can say? No. And he's just like, yeah, hey, want to go fuck?
I think the read feels like say the most basic shit and try and surprise someone.
That's interesting. Cause I know what you're saying and I know there are guys that are like that too. But I feel like this guy's not doing it for clout.
Yeah,
like,
he's not filming himself.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that someone isn't filming this guy.
Do you think do you think the girl might be in on it?
I guess there's a chance, but in my head, it was like a guy doing it either to be filmed or someone is somewhere filming him.
Dude, get the fuck out of here. I swear.
I'll do something.
Yeah, I will.
I love this part.
Because the other thing I like about this is normal scary situations are like this.
Yeah.
They're very, to someone who doesn't really hear what you're saying, they're like in the back of the surf, they just looked up, it just looks like a couple people talking.
Yeah.
Like normal scary situations are a crazy person that comes up to you. And they're very calm, and they're saying crazy shit, and they're about to do something really weird.
Yeah, what's in his pocket? What has he got?
Yeah, his big dick. His big Asian cock.
His big Asian cock.
Jim, I'm sick of you always reinforcing negative stereotypes, like how big Asians' dicks are.
Yeah, let me show you. Oh, fuck, don't call the police. You can call him for rape or whatever. He says that at some point.
Yeah, I will. What the fuck?
Is she at work?
Who the fuck are you?
Is that getting coffee? Or
she
something?
Looks like she's kind of behind the counter.
I think she's trying to get away from him.
Ah, okay.
Because it says something like I'm out doing my normal like routine or whatever, and this guy just comes up to me.
Yeah, I will. What the fuck?
Yeah, let's go fuck.
Who the fuck are
let's
you?
Let's go fuck, and then you can call the police for raping or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
are
call
you
police
okay?
for rape.
No, I just want to fuck.
We come this way. What the fuck? Dude, get away from me.
Let's go fuck. Call the police. Whatever. Let's go fuck right now.
I think this is a character.
No, I mean, maybe, but
I'm surprised
your skit star
is I'm genuinely surprised you guys don't.
I feel like this is very easily someone who is on meds and they don't take their meds or something fucked up's going on. Because to me, this is what schizos are like. But
it's too one note. Schizos are all over the place. He's just saying.
I think schizos can be very one note.
He's saying the same thing, and it's low hanging fruit. Like I'm being surprising.
I don't know. I think you're giving schizos too much credit. And by the way, last week when I was just cracking myself up thinking of my own line when I said new schizo just dropped. I was thinking of trying to explain that to someone, just going up to someone like, hey, did you hear about the new schizo that just came out?
How do you running for mayor?
You got an hour? I'll explain
it. Hold your phone. Hey, did you hear about this new schizo?
Yeah, do you know about Adam Wade Gacy?
Hey, Marvin, you know that schizo you've been looking for? Yeah,
it's like, I don't even know why I know him, but he has like 20 views.
Yeah, let's go fuck right now.
Get away from me, dude.
Let's go to my house.
What are you doing? No. Go get house. Away. What the fuck?
You want to go fuck?
No.
What?
You want to fuck? You
need to leave. Absolutely not, sir.
I want to have sex with all these women.
What seems to be the problem here? I don't know. These hysterical women won't let me have sex with them. Do you want to fuck? Yeah, you checked with another lady.
You want to fuck?
You need to leave. Absolutely not, sir.
I want to have sex with all these women.
Yeah, this is just a Chinese guy watching day game videos on drugs.
Wait, what is it? Day game?
Yeah, like where it's just like, do the numbers. Ask if you ask 1,000 people for their number.
He asks 1,000 people
in this gas station if they want to fuck. Someone will.
Well, Harmony in the chat, why is she laughing though? But no, that's how you were. When real shit happens, people laugh like that.
Yeah.
Like that. Again, that could be she's laughing because she's in on the goof. But I mean, if we go back to old school Jim and them, episode 101, my brother got punched by one of our old co-hosts, Brandon. Or they got into a fight, essentially. But they got hit into the light switch where on the stream, the lights went off, but you could still hear us. And you hear us laughing, but we're not laughing because it's like people thought we set that up somehow.
Yeah.
People like, thought, what the fuck?
Yeah, people thought it was staged. But no, we're laughing because we didn't like everything went changed in a second. You know what I mean? Everything just changed in a millisecond and your body doesn't know how to react. You just start kind of like nervous laughter.
Absolutely not, sir. I want to have sex with all these women.
What I do think is a great statement on kind of the reality of today or the world we live in, and maybe it could be the perfect statement, is the fact that we can continuously pull up videos like this and have legit conversations on, is this just a psycho person that's in the wild? Or is this a person doing a bit?
That the three of us can sit here and I am convinced it's a bit and you guys aren't. And that's just the reality.
But I think there's validity to both. But that's what I was going to say. That's what I love about today.
Unpredictable everything is at all times. At any time, you might just meet the craziest person of your life. Or it could just be a teen doing a prank and it kills you. Either a schizo could kill you or a teen could do a joke to you and you die.
Or it could be a teen doing a goof and he accidentally kills
you.
And
that's how you die.
Yeah. So choose one. They should just fuck this guy.
Yeah, they should have fucked him for the bit.
Just step up.
Wait, are they fighting now?
Yeah, now he's kind of jawing with the security guy.
Well, yeah, that's straight up police, too. It says police.
Oh, is it police? Yeah.
Are you serious?
What is that?
Is he reaching for his gun?
I love that the guy's not even really entertaining that it's a threat.
Yeah, he's not really concerned.
Because he kind of lunge at him like Dracula real quick, and then he's just like, stop.
Now he's just leaning into him.
Yeah.
Before he's like reaching out, and now he's like, all right, fine, I'm going to lean
into
you.
Which is good, he's leaning in because he really is just like, he's going to get over there and fuck them. He can run out the door. Like, the door is behind him. He's like, no! I just need my Wawa's. Sorry, my sandwich is up.
I called my number.
I didn't get my gobbler! There is no Thanksgiving sub. No, there is.
I'm trying to get my frozen hot chocolate. No, just let me play.
Yeah, he's like, one hand.
He must be like.
Yeah, and then it just kind of ends. But yeah, there you go. Just lights up
20 times.
I mean, this is not really even that similar, but did you see that fucking, I think it was here in Vegas, actually, the Spirit of Halloween security guard that shot a dude for stealing shit?
No.
What the
He
fuck?
Killed him. Like, he shot, steal? Like, the guy stole, like, a few costumes, but he chased him out, And they started wrestling outside, and he shot the guy.
A security
dead.
Guy or like a guy that's worked there and the had a gun?
Security guy.
Why did the security guy have a gun?
I think he wasn't supposed to. He's just a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen like armed security at like a regular retail place. Because
there's monsters in there?
Yeah,
dumbass.
I mean, like, well, because Vegas is getting scary because there was that recently, and then there was that road rage thing. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
There was these two guys jockeying on the freeway somewhere. Actually, I think it was over by Henderson.
215.
Yeah, and the one guy just took his gun out and just shot into the car, and he didn't realize there was a 6-year-old kid in the back, killed him dead.
What the fuck?
But there's body cam footage where the guy that did it's like, I didn't know there was a kid. He just goes up to the cop. He's like, I didn't know there was a kid in the car. Arrest me. Like, he knew immediately, even though, like, he did a retarded thing. Like, why would you shoot a gun? But he didn't even try. He was just
the
like,
reality was crushing him.
It was like, oh my God. Because the dad is just splayed out on the highway screaming to the heavens. So that's what we're doing. That's what's going
Christ.
On. So they have, so there's schizos come in all forms.
Yeah. So you should pray you get the guy that wants to fuck you.
Yeah. Just the guy that says, hey, I want to fuck. Doing some day playing. Was it day playing?
Day game.
Day game. I guess I'm looking up day game.
Yeah, it's just pickup artist shit.
You know what I was watching over a friend's house was, and I know this has been mentioned before, but I didn't realize there were channels of it. Like the Japanese working guys, what are they called again?
Salarymen.
Yeah. It's Salaryman. He just films point of view videos and he puts like subtitles up because he doesn't want you to see his face. Sure. So he doesn't get fired, but he's just like, Japan's very lonely and sad. This is what I do. Like, I walk by myself. I work all day. And then walk I eat my solo meal here. And it's raining outside. I go to my small apartment. And he just puts these little quotes up. And it's very sad fucking videos of point of view.
Just a bummer salary man.
Just salary man. Just out there living the life. Living the life of fucking Riley. Living the life of Riley
out
there. A
lot of people romanticize that life, though, Jim.
Yeah, that's true. One man's trash.
Yeah. One salary man's trash.
Yeah. But yeah, let's check in a little bit on our boy here. Unless, are these all just old? Or does he?
I think it's all old.
I don't know. He posts like 10 videos a day at one point, so I don't know.
Okay, yeah, no, it's like within a few days ago.
His hair looks like Medusa snakes.
He has a different look every, like, almost every video.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I feel like my Mission Impossible key joke about his necklace.
Oh,
I every time I see that necklace, I'm like, I'm more and more proud of that joke. Oh, wow, he does look like Papa John.
We do like his fucking rocking out ones.
Yeah, so pay attention to the road.
Nah, he's too busy listening to Incubus.
He always has the great jams.
And I like he's 2 minutes away from ranting on the next post. He's just chilling to Incubus and it's like, child fucker.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Are these his posted ones that we saw? They probably.
From the great Northwoods, Wisconsin. Adam Wayne Bailey got his winter wonderland estate.
I love that he lives on his car in the property on his land.
I don't think it's his land.
No, there's a gate.
Yeah, but there's no fence attached to it.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. Rome wasn't built.
You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, you get the car, you get a big plot of land, hit the gate.
Crashes into a tree.
I think I even said last week, I think he found a place where he realized no one goes, and so he started calling it his land.
So you're why I'm putting the gate on the end of the driveway with an intercom. You know what I mean? In case you get too wacky or nutty, and, you know, you try to think it's something more than internet content.
Yeah.
Boom, you can hit the intercom, and I can identify you. That's legal, babe.
That's legal. Sunroof up, windows down.
Happy.
We had a listener message us that was like, no, I have coworkers that watch this guy, and they like that.
Awesome.
They think he tells it like it is.
They love that he tells it like it is.
What is he saying?
That's what I said.
He's not saying it.
This is not a guy you would think is telling it like it is, because, he's barely, nothing makes sense.
Yeah, there's nothing to say.
What's up, my little cuties?
I thought those are huge chinchillas from the screen.
These are my big chinchillas.
From the thumbnail?
I thought
he had a couple of huge chinchillas out there.
I Look at these. I mean, they're so big now, but I got them when they were just a couple week old kittens.
Do you give them a saucer of milk like a cartoon?
What's up, guys? Watching a little football, you know, back here on the private estate, man. That's my home. First home ever. Took me, you know, nearly four decades to get my first home ever. Got Bullwinkle back
Feed
here.
Feed me. I'm hungry. Right.
You know, my animals, I love them every day. And then I went with the old school classic treat.
That is dope.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good old air pop. Let's go.
Air pop on a pile of garbage.
Oh, those are dope, yeah. though.
You prop it up with garbage?
Yeah, you
You ever prop it up with, yeah, air pop, prop it up on garbage, and just pop some popcorn?
Right. It's a nice big bowl of fresh-made popcorn, and it's just the flow I'm on, man.
This is just the vibe I'm at.
You know.
Vibe so City population.
Popcorn on the trash couch.
A lot of people say put salt on there. I use nutritionally yeast.
I like that he's raising the roof, but he can't reach all the way up because he would hit the roof. Yeah, raise the roof.
He literally that needs to raise
forward. It's raise. Push the roof thing. Up.
Right. I mean, I don't do any two-up snowmobiles. I don't take anybody for a ride. You either drive your own snowmobile or you're not going to go.
Yeah, no two-ups, Mike.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're not doubling up.
I'm always single trying to get him only. To take me, but he says no because I don't have one.
I love he's living in a winter wonderland, at least. Good for him.
Yeah, it's probably real warm in that Winnebago. That's why he's got the popcorn.
Because, yeah, I assume then that's on the land, right? He's got like
no.
a...
Yes, he says it's no. He said it in the video. It's on the land.
He's got a...
It's his first house.
What is happening?
You know, you've seen his property.
Have we seen the Winnebago, though? Have we seen the trailer he's
you
in?
You were just looking at it.
But the outside, I mean.
Wait, now you're merging. Do you think that he isn't a Winnebago, but also that's his property?
I think he's in a Winnebago.
I think he's, yeah, because while they build the house. So he's got to live in the trailer while they're building the house on the 2.5 acres. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What does he say here? Do you really want to ruin your private oasis by dropping all standards to allow the rattiest human capital you ever forced around? Just to appease dipshits that you were around, rats.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense. Giving you the night vision from the dream. Ooh, that's a fucking...
Night vision from the dream is pretty sick.
Giving you the night vision from the dream?
Yeah.
That's clock, poetic.
What didn't I hear?
That's like a fucking... That's a Banksy.
Yeah. Clock it. Clock it. Night vision of the dream.
Oh, shit. New Banksy just dropped? It's this guy?
Yeah. You have to go out in the middle of Wisconsin. It's on his property.
Dude, what if it was revealed that this guy was Banksy the whole time?
Yeah, I'm actually like almost a billionaire.
And so I got these acres.
First house.
All right. So as I go up to my spot, you know, we got the backwoods flow up here. But I'm going to give you the
on a paper
vision.
Towel.
I love that he is, yeah, apparently like some snowboard bro that got CTE real bad. Because he's like, yeah, right up, bro. They got bugs inside my skin, dude.
Dude, there's the trailer right there.
Yeah, Mike.
Now he'd claim that someone's squatting on his
more
property.
Up than when I finally attain my luxurious little cabin back here. So when I have my cabin and I move my trailer over to my property on Browerville, a night like tonight.
He's not on the property. To your point, Mike, he's on some other property.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's got multiple properties.
Yeah, this guy's liquid, dude. Yeah.
You guys are fucking...
He's moving his house from one property to another.
Fucking liquid.
I just hop on my snowmobile and just probably take me on snowmobile like 5-6 hours, but just take a nice yeah. snowmobile trip over to Browerville.
Six-hour
week
snowmobile
over there.
Trip.
Take my snowmobile
just
back.
A nice relaxing 6 hour yeah. snowmobile trip.
You fill up my snowmobile. I'll need 6 hours of gas.
A lot of people say it's frigid out there.
Yeah, like he's just driving through open country.
He looks like Dumb and Dumber at the end.
He's just on the highway.
When they're on the moped and the Dumb and Dumber, he just looks like that.
And he's fucking singing My Own Worst Enemy.
Yeah.
He's got his phone out.
God bless. Bluetooth speaker, listen to Lit.
Kibosabi. Snowmobile petrol, please. Gracias. Does that make sense? Gas for snowmobile?
Speaking English?
Back here, you know, so the winter is just a high time for me. It's an exciting time.
Winter's
for me,
my favorite time to live in my car.
There's nothing better for me as an individual traveler or, you know, habitant of the United States of America than a setting like this where I got my fireplace burning fresh wood. I got, you know, hot cocoa, you know, chocolate mochas.
Sounds cozy.
You know, dripping. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's a really cozy sounding lie.
It sounds like a goddamn fucking commercial. Like, it sounds like a Norman Rockwell painting.
Two cats. You know, in this setting, the snow-covered trees is a just therapeutic setting.
Yeah,
for
just driving
me
down Bourbon Street.
Yeah, that's a great setting.
I love that. It looks like a horror movie point of view, though.
It really does. That's scary as hell.
Yeah, time to lay the logs out on this road.
The Wendigo's about to fucking come running towards him.
That's how you know his property's secret. It's overgrown.
Here we go.
He loves this point of view. Yeah, he loves that.
So giving you the night vision.
Oh,
through the dream. From the dream.
This is not a dream. This is a horrifying dream.
He's at the end of the road.
You know what? This is like, you know that place we found that we film at? It's at the during the End of the World special.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It'd be like if we were like, oh, that's ours.
And we're just living there.
If we had that's a ours fucking now. Gate there, maybe, in a Winnebago.
What he did was he found a gate in the middle of nowhere.
And he keeps driving back and forth.
He has nowhere to go, so he spends all day just driving around. Like, and then he found this gate, and he's like, you know, it'd be fun. I'm just going to claim that I've got land here because I found this random gate in the middle of nowhere. In the same way that we were stoked that we found this cool-looking place, and we're like, let's film
here. We're like, sweet, we found an apocalyptic-looking place.
Yeah, well, you'll feel real stupid when he takes a 5 or 6 hour snowmobile ride over to Boston, stay for a day.
I won't know.
Snowmobile back.
I won't be invited. He doesn't like a week. He doesn't do any twofers. I'm not allowed to come.
Yeah, in his mind, he's like in Red Dead Redemption. He just floats into town on his snowmobile, sets up, gets a bath from a lady in a bucket.
Yeah, pretty sick riding for 6 hours. You could just sleep, put it on autopilot. Nah. He's just sleeping while he's driving.
Nothing but time, wide open space.
Cruise control the whole way. He's just right into a lake.
Nothing between me and my destination but the horizon.
Yeah.
No, but eventually I'll hit my buzzer here and both the gates.
Dude, he can't stop talking about the intercom that he's gonna have.
Well, the intercom will be awesome.
It will be dope. It's legal too.
Yeah.
But not for me.
You know it's his gate because it stays open.
Dude, we've only watched this guy. Well, this is the second week we've watched him. I'm already at the point where I want to look that gate up and go get my picture outside of the gate.
Yeah, yeah. Or hang out with him.
Be my prized possession.
If he has a second snowmobile for us to ride because he has a new double up.
For Christmas, Jim just gives both of us autographed pictures of him standing in front of this gate.
I'm at the Adam Wayne Bailey gate. Yo, this rocks.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't come to the show today. I flew out to Wisconsin to hang out with Adam Wayne Bailey. He wasn't here.
Show's over. Guys, check it out. I bought 2 acres, 2.5 acres. Here's a picture of me in front of it.
Vision, man. It's phenomenal.
Oh, man.
All right, brothers and sisters. So not too far from the 2.5 acre estate, Adam Wayne Bailey is in the Great Siren, Wisconsin.
Okay, we can track him down.
We could definitely triangulate his position. We could have the crazy maps on the wall, start running the yarn, and be like, "Oh, here it is in the middle."
We could probably DM him and ask him where it is.
That's true.
Now, here's the thing: we're gonna think we figured it out. We're gonna be driving down a road. We're gonna pass a sign, and then 35 minutes later, we're gonna be passing that same sign, even though we've been going the same direction the whole time. And then we're gonna turn around, pass that same fucking sign again. Done.
And then all we're seeing is the gate from there.
Uh-huh.
We just keep going by the gate.
Yeah, what's up? Here's where I found myself, but I was dead. Haunted me forever, dude.
Oh, bro, you guys found the loop. Holy shit, welcome.
Welcome to the palatial
loop. Welcome to the loop, guys.
Yeah, there's just 60 of him.
This one says, fuck, dude, are you telling me that there's other shit going on but me running shit and being the greatest?
No.
I mean, what does the hashtag Gandhi, hashtag dancer, hashtag snowmobile trail have that I don't? totally thought marketing was a scam my whole life, and it was all about me. Cheers, Adam Wayne Bailey.
Yeah, you start to realize schizophrenia is like the opposite of depression, apparently.
Yeah, everything
you
rocks.
Should, like, thank God if you have depression, because if you have schizophrenia, you're just like, yeah, what else am I doing but being the greatest? You're just living in trash.
I wish he asked me if this one made sense, because I'd say no.
For roughly 20 minutes. Roughly 20 minutes from his private estate.
Driving by this guy poking his head out like a gopher. the doom guy poking his head out.
Yeah, dude, it's like a fucking submarine periscope, but it's just his hand holding his phone.
Jeff, Google doom guy.
Yeah. Oh, let me see.
Google doom guy, because Jeff just made the best fucking joke.
What, doom guy
keeps popping
doing
up
what?
More
dude,
and more injured?
Just put doom guy health bar? Like, yeah, doom guy health bar or something. He looks exactly like the Doom guy.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. How did I not notice this?
Yeah, that's why he has all this property.
Fucking uncanny, Jeff. Holy shit, dude. How did I not notice this? He is exactly like the Doom guy.
He was like a hunk at one point, too. Look at him.
He looks exactly like the Doom guy.
That's what we were saying last week. Like, he kept kind of looking like a hunk, or he looked like, you know, Ryan Reynolds' brother or something like that.
Structure. He just did drugs and got a brain injury.
It's also connected by snowmobile, but the Gandhi Dancer is an old railroad bed, and it's one of the flattest and straightest
Dude,
snowmobile
for every one
trails
second he looks at the road, he has like 7 seconds looking at the camera.
Great state of Wisconsin. So as I'm out here, I haven't gotten my snowmobile yet, but when I do, this is my frequent starting point.
I love that he's like skater Wisconsin voice.
Yeah.
He's like, he has like Don't You Know and like Sublime Guy voice at the same time.
Well, I mean, he just dropped a goddamn motherfucking plot twist on me telling me he doesn't have a snowmobile.
It's at his other property.
Oh. He just said when he gets one, he doesn't have one.
Everything
right now
he says is a bullshit lie, Jim.
To go to
he's the ultimate act as if guy.
Northwest Wisconsin.
Can you just drive all Wisconsin on a snowmobile?
You get over to Anago, Rhinelander, but this is kind of the whole tidbit. This is the Wonderland, Adam Wayne Bailey Worldwide.
Yes.
Just going,
All right.
And we're back.
Get some quick wind noise. Thank you. All right, video over.
I think he got a little scared for a second. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't really know what he's about, but I'm into it.
No, I'm totally. I'm picking up what he's putting down. Well, I'm not picking up what he's putting down, but I'm definitely
like
into
say,
it.
Shut that. You don't finish that.
Whatever
sentence.
He's putting down, I'm into it. I'm not picking it up. I don't know what's going on with that. It was a security footage of him from his home.
I was going to say, I like to think he's like the have you seen the creepy photographer guy on Twitter that just takes weird pictures out in the... Mm-mm. It'll be like a weird abandoned church, but it'll be like just out for a walk. Like, it makes it seem like he's just going through these scary places. Uh-huh. But Adam Wayne Bailey's not as, not as
he
premeditated.
Just lives in those places.
Are you saying that Twitter guy took a picture of Adam Wayne Bailey?
Yeah.
Yeah, come back. We're hanging with the Yellow King. Carcosa's over here.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. He's got some wildlife out there. Beautiful Wisconsin.
Yeah, he said that's at least 200 pounds of beef outside my bedroom window.
I think it's adorable. You guys think that he didn't just go on the internet and find this and claim it that it's outside his window.
In 24 months, that'll be at least 200 pounds of beef outside my bedroom window.
So is he going to have a cattle farm? Or is he saying they're going to get real big?
He's saying when you kill a deer, its meat is beef.
Okay. Maybe he has 2.5 acres. He could do a little cattle ranch out there in Wisconsin.
Yeah, in the tundra.
All things considered and everything.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Thank you, chat. We didn't bring up that he also was arrested for biting a cop or something like that.
What?
He has like a track record.
He has a record.
Oh, yeah,
the guy
that hit us
excellence?
Up. The guy
is
that
it
hit
a record
us,
of excellence.
The dude that hit us up and said that his friends love that he tells it like it is. Showed us his mugshot. It looks exactly what you think like this guy's mugshot would look like.
Because that's right. They were actually talking about this in the chat last week too. But we were just too mesmerized by Adam Wayne Bailey.
Yeah, we're captivated.
That I forgot that. I mean, you know, they're trying to bury him in the press. Let's see, Grantsburg cop biter gets prison time. Adam Wayne Bailey. Let me see.
That's a good name. Grantsburg cop biter. I told you it's exactly what you think it would look like.
He's just having a good time.
Yeah, December.
What is this? 2021.
He honestly, he kind of looks like a 60s era Spider-Man villain.
He does.
Like, you know how like Sandman would have looked back then? That's what he looks like.
he went on a car chase.
Yeah. Let's see. Approximately 9:10 a.m. Burnett County deputies notice a vehicle being driven by Adam Wayne Bailey in the township.
Snowmobile.
Deputies were aware of an active extraditable probation warrant out of Minnesota for Mr. Bailey. They attempted to stop the vehicle and a short car chase proceeded. The chase ended in a driveway where Bailey did not obey the deputy's commands. A struggle then occurred, resulting in the injury of one Burnett County deputy who was bitten. Bailey was successfully taken into custody and currently facing the following charges: knowingly fleeing an officer, resisting an officer, battery to a peace officer.
He's got some big chompers, too. You could take a big bite out of
him. Yeah, yeah.
A strong jaw. He must look smacks all the time.
Does he have, is it like blood on his neck from biting a cop?
From like struggle, yeah.
Marks of a struggle.
Yeah, the cop biter. The cop biter strikes again. Now he's running for mayor. But yeah, there you go. We love Adam Wayne Bailey. He's just going on and on. Actually, I'll finish this one here.
Thing running its course. At the end of everything, the winners, the losers, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the rights and wrongs, the shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Someone tied up.
This, that, and the next.
Yeah, see,
thing.
Look, he looks like old 60s era Sandman.
You know, Michigan versus Ohio.
Yes, no, I was thinking Sandman as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, state rivalry, the forever Badgers versus Gophers, the forever Vikings versus Packers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of it, all things considered, right? Everything ran its course. Adam Wayne Bailey had enough success, enough work ethic.
It's him freezing at the end of the show.
Throw this anchor,
yeah.
And now here I stand.
Just lost in the maze.
5 winter one.
I bought my property.
Dude, his mugshot, but he's blue and covered in ice.
It's the pinnacle. It's the beauty of my life. You know.
I mean, I like that he claims to not live in a trailer, but then he keeps accidentally filming.
Yeah, he keeps accidentally showing it.
Yeah, it's, property is being built.
Woo! You know, so that's what it is for me. So now I'm stable. Now I've got it bought and paid for. And then now, you know, now from this stability, you know, you got to increase in luxury. You got to build more partnerships. You got to continue to work hard.
Yep.
You know, in my line of work, you got to be in great physical condition. So you got to eat right. You got to be working out. I mean, there's so many things to manage correctly. So, but all things considered, at the end of everything running its course, as an individual human being, you know, this is my payoff. I've got no complaints.
True.
Like, man, it was a fierce battle.
He is like interestingly harmless.
Yes, no, totally.
I think that's
except for
interesting. Normally, sure, yeah.
Except for when he's on his phone constantly while he's driving.
That story notwithstanding, normally guys like this are like weird and dangerous, but he seems like, I wouldn't say neutered or like toothless, but like something about him is he's just like, he just seems very harmless.
Because he's always
for this
just ranting.
Type of guy.
Plus, he's always just ranting by himself somewhere.
But like, even the guys that rant like this, you usually think of them as like, psychos, and he feels far more tame than the types that normally act the way he's acting.
Well, there's nothing better than, you know, someone who has nothing but they're trying to give you advice. They're trying to tell you, or they're trying to
everything running its course. This is the final result of 42 years. Look at me.
It was a fierce battle.
Now I live in Narnia.
You know, here I sit, and I mean, it's immaculate, man. It's immaculate.
You can't even show anything.
Eventually, I'll have you over. I'll send you an invite, and you can come up and
go through the intercom. Talk to you on the intercom.
Hear that, Jim? He's going to give you an invite.
I do like that. It feels like he's personally talking to me.
Like, yeah, it is a weird, like those YouTube videos where they're like, the whole thing is like, oh, I'm talking, like, I'm your friend. I'm reassuring you, or like shit like that. Like, he's doing that, but he doesn't say he's doing that.
I would much rather hang out with him and Tori Spelling if we can make that.
Oh,
happen.
Dude.
The three of us all hang out.
That'd be amazing.
Can you imagine?
On his 2.5 acres?
Yeah. She's like, wow.
Dude, Orlando Halloween Horror Nights trip with Adam Wayne Bailey and Tori Spelling.
Oh, yeah, but we don't go to Orlando. We go to his 2.5 acres.
Yes.
me with a little escape, and I'll have a couple extra guest houses and things like that. And, but yeah, man, I'm living.
Living the dream. Because, well, and also it reminds me, it's a very similar vibe to Corey because, you know, when Corey, especially when we get to watch his documentaries, whether it be his My Truth or the one, the man behind the glove
like
or
the
whatever.
Lens he views himself
yeah,
through.
Yeah, it's amazing. One of my favorite things is, with the Corey example, is when he's sitting there and he gets to talk to the camera and pretend, basically, that there's this legendary music career that he's talking about.
Yeah.
And you get to assume it in a lot of ways because he gets to be like, I remember that day in the studio. Like the same as if he's the Beatles or some shit where he's going off, you know, there was that day when we laid down Love Left. What amazing day it was. And Adam Wayne Bailey does the same thing because he's talking from a place of as if he's this dude that has worked, you know, he's an executive and fucking grinded for years, yeah. And now he's finally got his mansion. And
he's the guy who sold Facebook, sold MySpace, and yes. Now he's just off like every couple fortnights. It's a yes. New adventure.
I love it. I love it because it's just. I guess in a lot of ways, I envy it. I envy that you could just be kind of have that ability to just be like, no, this is the best. Everything's the best. I'm doing so well that I'm giving you advice on how you can fix your life.
Yeah, here's what you do. You inherit your dad's landscaping company, go crazy, sell your stake in it, spend all that money on a plot of land, and then the rest comes rolling in.
And you know what's nice is he's not making us feel bad about our lives.
No,
he's simply saying that there's room to grow, not saying you're trash, let me fix you.
Yes, no, he's inviting us to come hang out at his gate and use his intercom and be, you know, how legal it is that we could come and talk to him.
He just had to edge up the sod.
Me acres, Sue acres, my friend.
But there you go. We love Adam Wayne Bailey. He's an instant classic in our minds, our hearts and minds.
Yeah.
Now there's a guy that boxes five women.
Nice.
Five versus one.
I've seen this guy.
Oh, is this a guy that does a bit?
It's the guy with the big fake ass.
He has a big fake ass.
I didn't know that.
He runs and like falls down hills or he like runs into places and does. It seems like I don't know what his one shtick is because he's always doing a different shtick.
Yeah, he live streamed himself in a boxing match.
Like, well, because we watched that other one a few months ago where it was one guy fighting three women. But that was like a real almost. Wasn't like a UFC fight.
It's like a Russian thing.
But yeah, it was like a Russian one.
I think this guy is like a...
So do you think is this fight all... I didn't even watch it.
No, I don't think it's fake. I think he gets himself into fucked up situations, just but because, like, I do it, believe he's a character.
His thing is he's always just trying to get a viral video or something.
Like running places he shouldn't be, running up on stage for stuff, doing things where like I said, his thing, the first time I saw him, he'd like go to concerts where people are like sitting on the hill and he'd like carry a bunch of Starbucks and just like eat total shit in front of people after running as fast as he could.
Mm.
He just does shit like that.
Is that like the guy that's eating eggs on a plane? Have you seen that guy?
That guy's a dude. Okay.
He just eats full eggs.
Have you seen him eat lemons?
I think I've seen him doing a few things. He's just eating weird shit.
Yeah, go on planes and he just like sits next to a guy and then just like he eats a lemon, but you can tell it sucks. You can tell he's miserable and he tries to eat like three of them. His face when he's just like, you can tell he's going like, it's like the liquid's coming out of his mouth because he can't handle it. That guy's fucking funny. I like those videos.
A lot of gloves.
That is a lot.
All right, back to corners. All right, scrapyard. Five versus one boxing.
There's a knockoff of Street Beefs.
Now, I do love the idea, like whether this guy's doing a character or not, I love the idea of branching out into you know, how many women can a guy fight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And also, like, still get his ass whooped or whatever.
Yeah. He's getting his licks in.
I mean, he's trying to hit these. Ladies.
He's getting a few of them with some good... Because the thing that's great is, you got five ladies, so they can come in with some shots to the back of his head. But he's what sucks is when you look up and you're the one person, though, that he's focused on.
Well, he's doing the stick and move, and it's the classic movie thing where you're like, why are the guys coming at him one at a time? Because they don't have a strategy.
Yes.
But this guy can stick and move. He keeps changing, but none of them want to just go, I'm going to punch him in the back of the head while he fights that other guy. Yeah, he almost went after the ref.
It is funny every time he gets one-on-one.
Yeah, because it's like frightening. Yeah. It's like a reminder, like, oh my God, he's hurting that woman.
Well, now they're overwhelming.
Neutral corner. One. Two. Three.
Walk it off.
Four. Five.
Are they doing this on Adam Wayne
six.
Bailey's
his plot of land?
2.5.
Eight. Fighter. You want to continue? One.
How much time I got?
Three. Two.
Yeah, yeah.
One.
All right.
All right. Round's over. Back your corners. Here we go again.
It's a trend. This is every month. Guns down, gloves up, and shut up, and knuckle up. I think you want to ride, you might want to buckle up. Street beef, scrap yard, next stop coming up. Reach us on. Ooh. Yeah, she was pissed.
A lot of back of the headshots. A lot of back of the headshots.
Hard for them to know where I'm going.
Do a little more defense.
Let's see the fight.
A little more defense. I'm not a boxing coach, but I don't know if that's the move.
Oh, do they have a little bit more strategy now?
I was just saying, that's the thing. Yeah. They had no strategy before. See, now they do. This is what they should have done from the get-go.
They should have done.
See, yeah.
So he starts Crash Bandicooting them.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Damn. Ooh.
It is just like try and separate one haymaker. Try and separate one haymaker.
Yeah, I mean, none of these punches they're doing do it. That girl took another haymaker to the face. That rocked her. She's got to get out of the line of fire.
No late punches. One.
Well, I mean, good for him then, I guess. He's suffering for his art.
Yeah, he's suffering for Gatcoin.
He's really repping Gat. He's, you know what? He's giving Gatcoin a good name.
Yeah. Lengths you'll go.
Hats off. Rats off, dude.
Three. Four. Five. Woo! Six.
Five.
Seven. Eight.
Yeah, this is the true Andy Kaufman shit.
Yeah, mic him up.
Yeah, mic him. What are you going to say, man?
Yeah, he's hitting the pink with some haymakers.
Yeah, the chick, just like a baby, kept getting rocked.
Oh, he double haymakers.
You got three.
Bow, bow, bow. The fourth one's like, I'm shot, away. Dude. I'm away from my shot.
Ooh.
Defense.
Much better defense.
What? He didn't have that good defense.
Oh,
here we go.
Whoa.
Oh, gotta take the fight to them. And I mean, I guess to be fair, he did a couple of those girls look like big actual boxers.
Yeah. I like that his new move is just be Colossus and just put his hands in front of him and run through them. Like he's one of the X-Men.
Yeah, now he's just running away. Because, yeah, you got to have one of them fall off from the group so you can just hit him a few times.
All right, one. Two.
Stay out,
Rodney.
Stay out.
Three.
You got it.
Four. Five.
I guess he lost, huh?
Seven.
I think he's still got that dog in him.
Give or take.
Get him.
All right. Let's finish it out. 10 seconds.
You got the
fifth jab. Come on. Fifth jab.
Come on.
Get it.
Five. Four. Four. Three. Three.
Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it.
His headbutts one of them.
Break.
Starts throwing haymakers again.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, the girl in her pajamas and the pink girl kept getting fucking rocked.
Yeah, they kept, like, not letting other people go in. Like, they were, will lead the charge.
And, yeah, just eat shit.
So there you go.
All right. After three rounds.
They can't give him the dub, right?
In the scrapyard.
I mean, the fact that he's not a bloody pulp on the ground means he wins, right?
Yeah, he should.
Your winners,
won.
Five women. Five women can win a man.
You know what I forgot about? I don't know why it just reminded me, but Did you hear about BD Wong and getting in trouble for a racist joke this week?
No, I love BD Wong.
You know BD Wong, people? He's from Jurassic Park. What else is he in?
He's in all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of stuff.
White guy?
No.
Asian guy.
You know him. You know BD Wong.
I must have the Wong guy.
Hold on. I'm trying to find the joke. Did someone delete it? Hold on.
He made it against another race?
Yeah,
or like
yeah,
a self-deprecating racist joke. Here.
So, who was it? BD Wong apologized after posting. Who was he responding to?
BD Wong, the only person to be in every Jurassic Park movie.
The real Tarzan. I don't know if he's a social media guy or something, but he posted a. I don't know if it was a tweet or something or other, but it just said, name this animal, wrong answers only. And he's a black guy, and he's holding like an animal up. And then BD Wong just wrote, it appears to be a black man.
Oh, classic.
Like, kind of, I don't know if he knows this guy, like, for no reason, kind of.
Just start shit posting.
And it's like, I get it. I mean, if you're friends, that's kind of a whatever joke.
Sure,
it's
yeah.
not like that bad. But it's like clearly people are going to be upset about that if you're just like throwing it out there.
Well, and you're BD Wong.
Yeah, you're BD Wong. You were supposed to be the thread in the new Jurassic trilogy. Yeah, Wasn't he the guy?
That's what I said,
he pops up in Jurassic World as like the bad guy almost.
He's the only person from the original Jurassic Park movies that showed up in the Jurassic World movies until the last one.
So he said... y'all, I made a very bad joke. This is on Threads. I guess who the fuck's using Threads? Of course, on Threads. That would have been nothing on Twitter,
wait,
by the
threads
way.
What's Threads again?
That's the Facebook Twitter, basically.
Yeah, it's Instagram's Twitter.
Yeah, Instagram's Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, Instagram gives me a notification that someone talked on there, and I'm like, why are you doing this?
Everyone used it 1 week. I forget. What was it, like right after Elon bought Twitter or something?
Yeah.
Because I remember they like put it out, and everyone jumped on it. But it was...
just algo fishing. Everybody was just algorithm fishing.
Exactly, yeah.
Like
yeah.
immediately.
That's
right
what it was.
The bait,
yeah, it was all obvious nonsense.
Yeah.
Y'all, I made a very bad joke, as most people in hot water do. I deleted it for damage control, but it's out there, and it continues to hurt and disappoint, and I'm really sorry about the hurt part. Super dumb, but I tried to follow the, quote, wrong answers only prompt with the wrongest answer. Oh, okay, because the I didn't even see that. What's the animal? Wrong answers only. Actually, at that point, it's a great joke.
The concept is strong. He's got a good concept as the misdirect.
I actually didn't even read that part. I was just thinking it was name this animal, and he immediately came in like, black guy.
Beep.
wrong answers only prompt with the wrongest answer. This succeeded only in that it was super wrong. Be funny. You know what would have won me back if he said it was super Wong?
It was BD Wong.
Oh, yeah. I really like this. In here he says, I'm sorry if this hashtag what WTFBD moment.
is that a known hashtag? What is that?
I guess
that
what
the
fuck BD? What are you? Why are you being racist?
Oh, yeah. WTFBD.
Sorry if this hashtag WTFBD moment was caught.
This succeeded only that I was super wrong. I know nobody gets a free pass. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, if this hashtag WTFBD moment tarnished any respect you may have had for me. And thanks if you advocate for an internet that's safe for everybody. It's funny because this is almost like I'm getting nostalgia for this because I feel like we haven't had one of these in a while.
Yeah.
Where, you know, but I guess it barely made a blip. No one really even heard about it. It's not like the old days where everyone would be talking about the problematic post that someone
well,
made.
In my day, the Twitter was woke. we used to be fired for that type of normal joke we've all made with friends.
I used to know a friend of a friend who had a tattoo on his leg, and it just said BD Wong.
Was it in any script or style?
It looked like
or
someone wrote it in a pencil, just on a piece of paper, like trying to write it neatly. It just said BD Wong.
Let me please spend the energy on how wrong I know it is to explain a despicable racist trope in the supposed spirit of humor. I do know better, but again, no excuses. Very sorry for the hurt I've caused and for taking lightly something so deeply injurious. Wong is best known for playing Dr. George Huang on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
From Jurassic Park.
Yeah. He's the guy that shows them the raptors. Then Dr. Grant's like, you have raptors?
It's funny, but everyone else is probably like, no, you fucking idiots. He's from Law and Order, clearly.
No, he's BD Wong.
He's from Jurassic Park 3, obviously.
He's from Jurassic Park 1.
2 and 3.
And World. And World 2. Yeah. And World 3.
Yes, yeah. He was supposed to be the Nick Fury of Jurassic Park.
In World 2, that looks like this picture.
Yeah, it does.
You're the one that said In World 2.
Let me catch up on these real quick.
Obama!
You guys hear about the DoorDash chick who filmed a guy that was naked and passed out, put it online, then accused him of sexual assault?
We did. Joseph, thank you, Joseph, for another super chat. $20. Jesus, man. Wow. I did hear about this. She got fired. Because she made this TikTok or whatever that was like, y'all, I'm trying to, like, tell me how I'm getting harassed doing DoorDash. And I think what the guy said, or what it kind of looked like may have happened, I mean, it's weird on all accounts, but the guy, like, ordered some shit and just, like, passed out.
Sure. Yeah.
But, like, his door was kind of open, and so she took her phone and, like, filmed inside his house, and I think he was just laying on his couch, and I think, like, his cock or something was out.
Nice. No, yeah. Well, she got arrested, because what happened was she
got arrested?
Yeah. She opened the door and, like, filmed him. Like, it wasn't even open, and the instructions were leave it at the door, and he has, like, Ring camera footage of it, and she kept posting him naked on TikTok.
Yeah, she was trying to get the guy in trouble. That's a classic. Like, oh, I think I'm right. I'm the person filming it.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite, is when someone's arguing at the airport or some shit, and they're like, I'm filming you, but everyone watching it is like, no, you're the fucking idiot.
No, yeah, she kept reposting it after they kept taking it down, and then she got arrested.
Also, remember,
I didn't know she got arrested.
Instead of a $20 donation, you could do a $5 donation. It would still show a TTS, and then you could spend that extra $15 on the tots, just throwing that out there.
True. I mean, hey, do whatever you want.
Yeah, do whatever you want, but I'm just like throwing some life hacks out there for the folks.
Sexual harassment arrest. Yeah, I didn't realize she got arrested because I heard about this a few weeks ago.
Google naked man's cock on couch.
Yeah, naked man's cock, DoorDash.
No, don't include DoorDash.
How do I DoorDash
naked? What if I just search DoorDash cock?
Yeah. Just search cock.
Yeah, DoorDash cock.
Search big hard cock.
Yeah, go puff cock.
Olivia Henderson made a DoorDash delivery October 12th to a man's home. While outside the home, she recorded the man while he was partially nude, incapacitated, and unconscious. What a classic. That guy was having an awesome night, and she fucked it up.
He was on benzos.
The guy was on benzos, having a blast, ordering his midnight snack.
Get some Wendy's. Time to just jack off and pass out.
Leave it at the door, please.
Leave it at the door. I'm jacking off.
Have a great night. Excited to eat this.
I'm going to eat it when I'm done, though, so just leave it there. I like it cold. posting a video she's doing back in court. I can't believe she got arrested. What a dumb shit.
Yeah, she's like, because he has like Ring cameras and stuff, and like if her like going in like hello.
Well, and she could have just told the story, but instead she had to put the fucking shit online like
a dummy. She's really annoying too if you watch the videos.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, she's just an annoying
the
idiot.
Type of person that would do that. You just know that type of person.
Contact free assault. Anyways, hold on. Let me catch up on these other ones. I think there's one other one here.
Obama!
No words could offend me. Like, why the outrage? It's words. Am I wrong?
I think that's a stupid opinion.
I mean, I do think, I agree with it for the most part, but like, I agree with it in the sense that a lot of people are not actually outraged, but I mean, like, we all kind of know this at this point. People just... It doesn't work as well anymore, which is kind of good. That's a good thing, where people get fake mad because they want to, you know, get attention or be able to point at someone else and, you know, have them be the person we can all pile on or whatever it is.
Yeah. I think that's true. But the implication that like words can't hurt, they're just words. I think that's silly.
Yeah, I do think I think that needs to be more of a sentiment, or at least it did for a while because people were getting so sensitive.
Sure.
That it kind of had to be like, hey, what the fuck? Grow the fuck up.
Yeah, what the fuck, BD? I'm in my house jacking off.
Yeah, I'm trying to jack
suddenly
off.
Suddenly BD Wog pops
you're
in.
You're calling me an animal?
Yeah. BD Wog bursts in my house filming me. I'm passed
now
out.
Now I'm a special victim.
Let me see. What other palate cleansers do we have? Actually, this is a quick one. And wait, is it this one? No, this one's actually kind of funny too. This is someone that's stealing something.
Uh-huh.
And the lady's trying to stop him.
But she can't because she's just an employee in the store, right?
Yeah, look how small she is. It's like this huge person. But what's impressive is the end.
Okay.
The end of this is impressive. Wait, hold on, I gotta pull it for the chat.
She has a hurricanrana.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Okay, so she knows she can't stop, so she knocks his shit out of his
hand. That's a good move.
So he tries to take like a drink or a Red Bull or something.
She just keeps smacking stuff out of his hand.
But watch this. Is that the one? Hey, hold on. Oh, maybe this is it.
Did he throw a can at her?
Yeah, but she has a perfect throw.
Oh!
Boom! That's, okay. I thought I was like, oh, shit. Am I mistaken? Am I thinking of a different video?
That's Tom Brady to Deion Branch right there,
dude,
bro.
Dude, she has a... Because he does, like, whip it off her face or something beforehand.
And imagine being that mad. You're mad that someone's trying to stop you from robbing them in broad daylight with no shame. But then, like... You're like, well, how dare you? I'm mad.
Knocking all my shit off.
But yeah, she has a great fucking throw from the doorway.
It's really a shame she was beaten to death right after that.
Boom.
Oh, beautiful.
Boom, right in the head, dude.
Beautiful.
She led him perfectly.
I know, Jeff, I will listen. How do I donate?
Joseph, if you want to donate, go to gymandthem.com. The links are there. We appreciate it, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
Is he talking to me?
Well, I assume he's a little newer because I haven't seen the name as much, so maybe he's just kind of learning who's who. Okay.
Yeah, beautiful. Right,
oh, like two, almost two in a row. Kind
like right in the like right above the neck, bottom of the head, like the worst place to get hit.
You know that shit hurt.
Yeah,
you know
crazy
that hurt.
To turn around after that. You gotta get out of there.
That's beautiful.
Oh, she got aim.
She got aim.
Come on. And he's like, hey, wait a second. How dare you?
Just go. Just leave, man.
He turns his investor slow for no reason. She's going back for seconds, dude.
She's got like a t-shirt cannon. She's loading sodas into it. Hitting him like a fucking, like it's a, like a grenade launcher.
She's going back for more. This other one is kind of a palate cleanser as well. It just made me laugh. Again, this is, it's a cliche video. It's one of those like, the machine's not taking my card. And, you know, it's, if someone helps me, then I'm going to give them back tenfold.
Oh, okay. One of those guys.
Yeah. Did your car decline too?
Sorry?
Did your car decline too?
I don't know.
It's like the third time.
Do you want to just cancel it and try this one?
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay. Try just $2.80?
Yeah. No, don't do that.
Because $2.80 is fine. So it's this that you want, right?
Yes.
You know, it's just nice, heartwarming videos. Ladies helping them out. Like, oh, hey, your card's declined. Oh, it's just $2. Whatever. Let me get it for you. Who cares? It's no big deal.
I don't know what's wrong. I can just put it.
No, please.
I'll have to take it off.
I appreciate it. You're literally the best. But to be really honest with you, I got $500 here for you.
That's okay.
No.
I mean, if you can do anything to promote kindness, and especially to the young black men know that they need to stop killing each other.
Now, I don't know if you heard that, people, but it's so funny at the end.
I kept waiting. I'm like, surely what is going to happen? Why are we, I like a heartwarming video, but there's got to be more to it. Boom. There it is right there. Last 2 seconds.
It's not a bad sentiment really, but I mean, yeah, it's pretty weighted sentiment. At the end, she's like, well, you know, hey, it's great because as long as we can promote young black men to stop killing each other.
That'd be good.
Good Lord.
That's going to be great, because if you're making one of these videos, you're like, ah, sweet. I mean, this is actually working out well. There's a stranger helping me out. I can do the whole thing. When I first watched it, I was waiting for the bit to be he's just giving her a fake gift card.
Sure. Yeah. No, yeah. That one where they just give her like an iPod. They said she won like iPods that they just got from another associate.
Yeah, and then the alarm goes up and she's walking out with
when you ask someone for something out of the case, but then you just say someone else won it and give it to them.
Jesus.
That's a good bit.
Yeah, where you're just like, oh my god, thank you for helping me. Here's some iPods for
you. Yeah, I thought the cards just wouldn't work for sure.
Yeah, but no, I mean, but it's fun. This lady's sweet. She's from a different time. You know, she doesn't understand. She's just
And it would be good if they stopped killing each other.
Yeah, and I mean, it would be great. It'd be great. I mean, Boys in the Hood told me the best: stop the violence, and that's what we're trying to do. I'm trying to think what else, because I don't have a big theme park thing to get into this week. Usually have a nice big theme park.
I mean, our part one was seven hours long.
Only 4 hours.
Yeah,
we're
pretty much done. I did want to watch one other thing, though.
I love it. I want it.
Where the fuck was it?
Show it to me. Give it to me. I'm hungry. I'm starving. I just ate some wasabi. I need my palate cleansed. It's on fire.
Just the one. Yeah, I always love a good drunk airport drunk guy at an airport. I mean, I guess I'm trying to think. I've never really gotten drunk at an airport before. I guess I've had delayed flights. I've had long delays.
But I've gotten tipsy on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've gotten buzzed, but it's bizarre to me. Maybe it's because I am the cliche person where, you know, they make the joke like, oh, the dad has to go look at the gate, right? Even though it's like your flight's in 3 hours. Like, even if I'm hungry and I go to the bathroom or whatever, I do have to like go and it's like, all right, here's the gate. All right, now we know where we are.
Well,
peep the gate.
Think about it. You know, a guy that's just like any opportunity he can get, he's going to drink a bunch.
Yes.
An airport is no different to that guy. And so that's the kind of guy that goes to an airport and gets drunk.
I don't get drunk at airports.
Not you.
Did you pay this, man?
Sorry about that.
Did you pay this?
Yep.
Don't touch me.
Why don't you sit down for me, okay?
You got it. You paid this.
Don't grab me. Don't touch me.
Sit down. Sit down. We're going to figure this out. Or you just sit down.
Don't talk to me like I'm a little kid.
Okay. Don't talk to me like I'm not a police officer. Okay? Sit down. We're going to get this figured out.
Let's figure it out.
All right. Sit down. We'll figure it out. Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Edward 3, can you get over here? We're going to be at Edward 17. Did you pay this?
Yep.
How'd you pay it?
Credit card.
Is that true? No, it's not true.
He won. He went into NPC mode.
He's lost. I feel like in this moment, he remembered that he didn't pay it, but he's like, it's too late now.
No, I have
fucking
to say,
too late.
Yeah, credit card. Yeah, take it out of my wallet. It's there. It exists.
I feel like you're at that moment where you're like, too late. Fuck this.
I'll
paid
open
it.
The app. I'll show you it in the app. I've got my credit app right here.
So, do you have a receipt that shows that you paid for it?
When they start a tab, they take a credit card.
Okay.
And so.
So it's on them.
So then they would have given you a receipt,
excuse
right?
Excuse me, ma'am.
Well, actually, I'll step over.
Actually, you know what? Because I didn't even get this far. He's got a point.
If it's true.
They do typically take your card.
No, he didn't do it, though. None of that happened. None of this happened.
When you start a tab, they swipe it.
Yeah, if in a world where this happened, you're not wrong.
But you're right. But either way, even by his standards, you still say, hey, can I close out?
Yes.
You don't.
They got my car. I have my Doggo's tequila. I got a flight to catch.
Did they give you a receipt?
I'm not here to.
Okay.
All this
listen,
bullshit.
Listen.
We don't need to go through all this.
Okay.
Bullshit.
I'm being told that
he
you tried
to break
right?
him off
so
some money.
Let
me
right?
make this go away. Yeah. What about 20?
What do you think? What's gonna settle this?
Yeah. What story do I need to tell you to get you?
I know a great place for tacos and tequila. Let's get some.
It's dirt cheap.
Because it's a crime, right? It's theft of service.
It's not a crime.
It is. It's theft of service.
I prayed.
You prayed?
Now he went. He had the wallet out, ready to pay, but then the cop had to point out it's a crime. He's like, "No, I actually did pay. What are you talking about?"
Oh, I thought he said he prayed. Like, no, oh. I'm fine. My soul's clean.
God doesn't want me to pay this tab.
You want to be a smartass, motherfucker?
I'm confused.
Yeah, you're going to get real confused fast.
Yeah, is that, did it threaten me, or what is this? What is this? Are we trying to act big here?
Boy, I fucking, man.
Those are some good tacos. They were really good. I was just thinking about them.
Small guy with a big guy syndrome.
Look, I'm just trying to make sure this person gets paid, right?
I'm a Marine Corps.
Okay, thank you for service.
Veteran. You don't know what I just came to.
Okay.
That's not my business.
That's not my business. You need to calm down, man.
I don't need to do shit.
I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, so we can get this person paid.
Touch me and find out what fine.
Okay. All right.
He should have put this guy's dick in the fucking dirt right immediately, right then and there.
Bang, 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 bang.
Dick in the dirt.
As soon as he said small guy, big man syndrome or whatever, he should have put his dick in the fucking dirt.
Yeah. Break his knee.
Ever three. He's probably going to fight us.
I've got... He doesn't have a code for it. The code is probably going to fight.
He's probably going to fight us.
Hey, Edward three, we got a potential fight over here.
I'm sure what he meant was like... the definition of the word, like, he's not gonna go easy, he's fighting us on what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the way it
literal.
Was said made it seem like he's gonna put on gloves and a bandana and fight us.
We can get another officer over here.
I paid him in cat coin.
You see the fight?
You see the fight or cat coin?
That's not the right receipt.
I didn't pay that either.
Okay. Which other one did I not pay?
Give me a
second. He's pretty intoxicated. I'll give you one more chance to pay it and go from there. Are y'all wanting to press charges? If you didn't pay it?
The reason we're called is they said that you didn't pay the bill.
Yeah, just get away from me, okay?
I'll talk with you. Or are you refusing?
I'm gonna back up my officer.
He's gotta be with me. It's just our policy. So why don't you want to pay your bill?
I'll pay my bill all day long.
Okay.
All day.
I get all the money in order.
I'm not saying you don't have the money or anything. They just said that you would refuse to pay it.
That's totally wrong.
Okay.
Well, why are you over here? Why aren't you over there? Like in a seat.
I thought they wanted me to not pay.
They told me to leave, so I didn't. I apparently I did the wrong thing.
They said I couldn't have any more drinks, and I said you can't have any more money.
You know
the thing is, we always think as normies or whatever, we always assume that when shit like that this happens, we'll be like, oh, have fun being on the no-fly list, and it's like that doesn't happen. No, it doesn't exist.
You have to kill, you have to kill the director of an actual airport, and then he will make a list that he puts you on, but it will only work at that airport.
The type of guy just runs out on bills. What do you?
I've got all the money.
What
her deal?
It would have been great if at that point he's just like, I have no money.
I don't have any money.
I don't even have a plane ticket.
This isn't even my shirt. I took it from a guy. He's also looking for me. Please don't tell him where I am. I told him I was in a different terminal.
He looks a lot like your partner. Thought it was him.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn, he's found me.
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Know how, but he's found me.
I really don't.
Okay. They said that you didn't pay the tab. Okay. So this is a yes or no. Are you going to pay the tab?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you want to use credit card or use cash?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably more to that. But anyways, I enjoy a good drunk guy, especially when he's going to argue and be a fucking weirdo at the airport because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You can't run away.
Well, if you time it right and they're like, all right, now all our Service Plus 3 members in gold tier. And you're like, fuck yeah.
And it's the whole rule of like, when the door's closed, we can't open the door again.
Sorry.
And he's just behind the flipping the cop off. fuck you. I'm sorry, sir. Once the door is closed, we can't open it.
Damn it. He's got us again.
He's putting his giant receipt and pay it up in the fucking overhead.
He's got a tab in every state.
Wait, was that him? Was that the guy?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
They call me Tab Johnson.
Oh, actually, hold on. Before that, I think we had another one come in. Let me... I think it was our boy Joseph again.
Obama.
Mitten kitten 25 or one tip $20. Happy holidays.
That goes to the tots. Thank
that's
you.
That's for the tots. Thanks, mitten kitten.
Obama.
Okay, I donated. Sorry, Jeff, I messed the names up. It's 230 a.m.
That's all right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for donating. Thank you for following up with a super chat, yeah. Actually.
I assume by Jeff you meant Jim.
He must have meant Jeff that time.
Well, the second time he meant
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm Mike, by the way. Nice to meet you.
I'm well, Jim.
Welcome to the show.
And I'm Dad.
favorite part of the show.
Oh, shit. There's
I mean, you got to give it up to the people that have been so gracious with the Tots Turn donations. And yes. Also, shout outs to some of our special guests that record some videos help spread the love of the Tots Turn toy drive.
E-Doc's Jim and Them remix.
Yes, shout outs to E-Doc for sure.
Long time friend of the show.
Adam Wayne Bailey and his property.
Oh man, I love Adam Wayne Bailey.
2.5 acres, we can meet him.
It was funny because I looked up and some people in the chat were like, I don't know what this is. I don't get why they think this is funny. And I'm like, I don't know, man. It's just too funny. Yeah. It's too funny to me.
It's great.
Sometimes you like something.
That's, yeah, sometimes you just rock and roll with it.
Yeah, that's on them. It's not on us.
We're
yeah,
authentically ourselves, so that's what it is.
None on us. Real quick, shout outs to Andrew with a donate. A very generous donation. I might have shouted him out before, actually. But and also Timothy, Lindsay, and then yes, Joseph did donate. Actually, does he have a note?
Put his money where his mouth
says,
was.
Says, bam, there you go, boys. Thank you, dude.
Thank you so much. That's actually what we like to see because we see a lot of the regulars, the people that have been around, they know we do this, they're eager. Sometimes it's harder to like let the new people know that this is like a legit cool thing, that it's something you should dive headfirst into. So it's fun to see someone that's like, hey, I'm new to the show, but this is great. Here's some money. Let's help these kids out.
Shout outs to Mondo Retro for the voodoo doll.
Yeah.
Shout outs to the Cougs, of course. And shout outs to Zoop. For sending us three mouth minifigs.
Well, and shout outs to Mondo Retro for sending us the voodoo doll a week afterwards, or else Marcy would have been like, Marcy she would have had all the ammo she needed to take us down.
Absolutely. Yes. Wow, what a show we have.
One of the best.
What an audience.
You know what? I'm going to say it. It is the best.
Now we're being the schizo that's like, we're the best. We're awesome. What are you talking about?
No, but we have people fuck in me.
Fuck me. Everyone in the chat, fuck me. Go to patreon.com/JimAndThem where you can find all sorts of bonus episodes of stuff from us. This show is great. You probably like it. You're probably enjoying it. You probably like us. The show's always going to be here. But if you want more from us, different types of stuff from us, more things to laugh at, enjoy, spend some time listening to, go to patreon.com/Jim and then there's tons and tons and tons of that stuff for you. We've been on Patreon for like over 10 years. This is not one of those fly-by-night, hey, give us $15 and you get a 20-minute bonus mini-sode once a month. No. You're getting lots of stuff, lots of ways to work. There's even a free tier you can join. Here are a bunch of samples of entire episodes of stuff that we've been doing on there that you'll probably be fully convinced to join after hearing. So check it out, patreon.com/JimAndThem. Jim, what do we have up for people right now?
Oh, man, we got to watch this where we talk about some recent film releases like Predator Badlands, Wicked for Good, and many more. Of course, we got a Scarf Dogs where we talk about the Rizzler and the Riz Witch.
That was
a
great episode.
We just recorded our new movie commentary for this month. We always watch a Christmas film. Usually it's a bad Hallmark or Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Not this time.
So we we watched Three Wisest Men for the OGs out there. This is the third in the series of Hallmark's Christmas Three Men and a Baby essential movie.
Maybe the last?
It could be the last one, the end of the trilogy. So you can watch that. That's going to be up shortly. You can watch it with your boys. We also have a show called CSI, Caddy Studs Investigations. That's our true crime show. We have Pitch Storm and Ain't Easy, Man vs. Machine, where we pick random things character and a plot and pitch our own film. And then we see how we stack up against AI. We beat the AI every time. Spoiler alert. That and many more. You can find it all at patreon.com/Jim and Them.
And if somehow our show and all the Patreon shows, all the backlog is not enough for you, you insatiable little piggy, you can go to showswhatyouknow.com. Jim, what are they going to find there?
Oh, my God. You can find a podcast I host with Jacob Burrows, where we discuss television shows. That's right, TV shows. We also make our own shows. We also discuss every episode of The Sopranos and many more. You can find that at showswhatyouknow.com. Also, shout-outs to the Burn Foundation for giving us some sweet gear.
Oh, I love it. I'm wearing that. I brought my leather jacket, but I'm going to put on the Burn Center coat.
Nice.
Jeff Murphy, what's going on in the world of the Las Vegas stand-up comedy community?
Oh, you know it. Killing it. Just follow Jeff X Murphy on Instagram for all your story needs. Keep tuned to what's happening in the Austin comedy scene. Jeff X Murphy on Instagram.
Fantastic. My endorsement's going to be in my own backyard. Last week? Earlier this week? We went to Universal Horror Unleashed.
Oh, that's right.
Here in Las Vegas, it's in the Area 15, attraction part of entertainment district or whatever you'd call it. It's becoming more and more of a destination here in Las Vegas, but it is fantastic. I thought it was really, really cool. Really, really impressed by it. If you are planning to come to Vegas and you're one of those people that's like, oh, I should ask a local what's a cool thing to do, boom, right off the bat, you're listening to three locals here in Las Vegas, and I am telling you, go to Universal Horror Unleashed. I was very impressed by it. I thought it was cool as hell. I really enjoyed my time, and that is my endorsement, is the Universal Horror Unleashed here in Las Vegas.
Hell yeah. Well, on that, I'm Jim.
And we're there.
And we're out.
Word.